the Funeral Planning Committee has outlined an elaborate program for the burial and final funeral rites for the late President John Evans Atta-Mills. As part of the arrangements, giant screens will be mounted at some vantage points for the public to view both the burial and funeral activities. The areas include Accra Sports Stadium, the State House Car Park, the Obra Sports at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle, and the Elwak Sports Stadium. The funeral committee disclosed this at a media briefing in Accra yesterday to officially announce temporary activities lined up for President Mills' burial. Baba Otu and Judith Doe have the details.
The chairman of the funeral committee, Kofi Totobi Kwachi, told the media in Accra that the arrangement for a giant screen is in anticipation of the crowd at the Independence Square. Mr. Totobi Kwachi noted that the ceremony will start from Wednesday 8th to Friday 10th of this month. He also asked the public to support the planning committee to give the late president a befitting burial devoid of violence.
On Wednesday the 8th, we are expecting that the casket bearing the mortal remains of our late president will be conveyed to the State House and laid in state in the afternoon. We estimate this to happen around 3 p.m. As custom demands, the family will be there to receive the body and go through the various customary procedures, and afterwards invite the public, as it is done in the Ghanaian custom, present the body for public viewing. In the evening of Wednesday, there will be an event in the forecourt of the State House, and this event is a special program that the cultural artists, the Musicians Union of Ghana, is putting up in memory of our late president. Again, in the evening of Thursday, August 9th, we'll have a night of tributes and prayers. It will be an open-air congregational all-night service interspersed with cultural performances and the like. On that Thursday, we expect the banquet hall, or the area where the president has been laid in state, to be closed to the public by 12 midnight. On Friday, August 10th, the family will convene at the banquet hall to perform the traditional farewell ceremonies before the casket is closed. We expect that the casket will be conveyed by the military detachment to the Black Star Square, where the funeral church service will be held.
Mr. Totobi Kwachi stated that the burial church service will be officiated by the presiding bishop of the Methodist Church, Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, and the service will last for 1.5 hours.
Baba Otu and Judith Doe filed that report. Meanwhile, the Director General of Police Operations, COP John Kudalo, who is also a member of the Funeral Planning Committee, has asked the citizenry to cooperate with the police and other security agencies and shun acts likely to disrupt activities lined up for President Mills' burial. He said some major roads in the metropolis could be blocked.
On the evening of Thursday, 9th August, through to the whole of Friday, 10th August, 2012, the following roads will be closed and some diverted to allow for free movement of motorcades and convoys to ensure orderliness at the burial service and funeral venues. The 28th February road shall be closed to motorists. Vehicular traffic emanating from Laboni, Osu and La and heading towards the central business district will turn right at the castle traffic light onto the local street to link up with the Oxford Street towards Dankwa Circle. The high street will also be blocked at the self-traffic intersection. However, traffic will be diverted onto the National Theatre Road through TUC and will further link up to the Ring Road towards Osu. The Osu Cemetery traffic intersection will also be closed at the Castle traffic intersection. So will the road from the National Theatre towards Osu, as well as the Ministries and the Accra Sports Stadium roads. All traffic along these routes will be diverted onto the TUC towards the Cathedral intersection to link up with the Ring Road. The Obasanjo Highway will be sealed at the Kaukuri intersection. Motorists heading towards Accra shall use the Kanda Highway. Motorists towards Osu also use the Gold House section of the road and link up to the airport traffic light, further to the Elwak traffic intersection. Vehicles will not be allowed, I repeat, vehicles will not be allowed through the mentioned routes. However, security and authorized vehicles carrying designated dignitaries to the location of the event will be allowed to pass through the police checkpoints after meticulous screening.
COP Kudalo also indicated that every effort will be made to remove any obstacles on the roads during the period.
Efficient control and management of traffic at the event sites, i.e. that is State House, Independence Square and the Flaster House, will not be compromised. Towing vehicles will be placed at vantage points to remove disabled and wrongly parked vehicles. In view of the road closure, members of the public driving to the Independence Square to witness the burial and funeral service are advised to park their vehicles at any of the following car parks and join designated shuttle metro service transfer buses to the Independence Square, Nut Heights Car Park near to the Energy Bank on Independence Avenue, Smith Car Park near the Children's Park, Smith Car Park near the Pension House, City Car Park near Standard Chartered Bank headquarters on the High Street, any other park outside the restricted area.
You heard the member of the Funeral Planning Committee, COP John Kudalo.